Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if Gaudi Pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
Welcome. It's the Rundown, August 1st.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Thank you, Clemmer.
Well, if you'd like to make $1 million the easy way, you can move to Massachusetts and start sports betting, because sports gambling is now live in Massachusetts through the Barstool app.
That's not true at all. The bill got passed. Right. It's not
the
live.
Bill was
oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay, all right.
It is getting fast-tracked, though. They say it could be ready before the start of football season, which is wild. Oh,
wouldn't that be
yeah, that's not much time.
Yeah, just passed last night, about 5 a.m.
I saw Dave tweet out the Milton office, and I thought it was good to go. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it did get approved. The Governor Baker will sign the bill probably within the next week. And then I said they will have a fast track, they hope, by September 7th, which is wild.
That's only a couple weeks.
So Dave was talking about a Milton office opening back up, a Boston office. Would you have worked at the Boston office? Because you lived in New Hampshire closer.
I live in New Hampshire. I was about an hour from Boston where my house is now.
Yeah, like, so what if you get the option right now in 3 weeks? Like, are you going to
Should we hold off on the house?
I don't know. Yeah, this is all happening very fast. I don't know. My family.
You should call him right now. You have
I should,
number.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Dave, what should I do about my house?
Yeah. My family, wife's family, all are in that area. So, I mean, it would make sense for me, I guess, to stay there, but I'm also kind of excited about New York or Miami or the hell I end up. So.
Mm-hmm. Miami?
I don't know what's going on.
Miami, man.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody says Miami like this.
Yeah, yes. That's facts. That's exactly what I was thinking.
If you moved to Miami, would you update the wardrobe? Would you have to...
Great question.
Get a bunch of, like...
What kind of style would you have in Miami?
I mean, I think you'd have to have a mix of, you know, my traditional... And then, you know, sad, slacker, Gen X, 40-year-old man.
Sure.
And then have that Miami style.
Yeah, sure. We don't want people being like, wow, Clemmer changed when he went to Miami.
Right.
You know what I mean? You want the same guy.
Right, of course.
Would you go, like, hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thought shit kind of
outfits?
I'm sorry,
what now?
Or would you go, like, old people?
Because I don't know what the first thing is, I would go the old people.
Old people stuff. Yes. Okay.
Can you repeat the first thing for him?
Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thought shit. That's a... Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'll go the old person route.
It's just a popular, yeah.
Yes.
Just slutty clothes is basically
okay,
what I'm
saying. Okay, yeah. I mean, I think that
like
time...
Like neon tanks, like maybe nipples out.
Mesh oh, no, in that case, like no, totally
mesh. Mesh yeah, tank sure. tops.
How about mesh pants?
You can do that as well, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know Brian from the Backstreet?
Okay.
Was it Brian? Who's the AJ?
AJ.
The really troubled
Bad
one?
Boy?
He always, he always had like mesh tank tops with his like nipples pierced. He was so weird.
He is great. He's currently great. He was just on a friend of mine's podcast. He's fantastic. Love him. Miss him.
Yeah.
AJ.
Does he still have the goatee?
Yes, but it's updated.
A little salt and pepper, a little gray.
Yeah. He's updated facial hair. He's hot still. He was always kind of hot. He was a bad boy. And he's still hot, so good for him.
Yeah, I didn't think he was hot. I mean, the two.
I liked Brian.
Yeah, two main guys were the.
Brian was my favorite.
Nick and Brian.
Nick was cute, but he always just like looked so much younger than the other ones. So I liked Brian because I think he had a wife at the time, and I was like, he's a married man, like he's not afraid of commitment. And I was 10 years old, and I thought that's what I wanted. So. I liked Brian.
All right, well, it's Barstool Sports. Bill Russell is dead.
Oh no!
Passed away at age 88.
It's a great segue, Viv.
Wow, rest in peace. I did see 1,000 photos of this man posted yesterday.
Bill Russell, one of the greats. How many rings did he have? 11?
11 rings, yeah.
60s wow. Legend.
Two titles in college, won a gold medal, 21-0 in games that count, game sevens or game fives or the NCAA tournament. 21-0.
You're a Celtics fan, correct? A huge Celtics fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
No, so what did Bill Russell mean to you growing up as a Celtics fan?
I am old, but I'm not quite that old. Right. I mean, it was just, he's the closest thing, Babe Ruth to baseball. I know some people might say Will Chamberlain to basketball. I think Bill Russell, 11 titles, two as a player coach, just an absolute monster in defense, just an incredible player. I obviously never saw him play in real time, but...
56. I would have never guessed that his career started in 56. You know what I mean? I thought he was just like the 60s. The 56.
That's very early.
That's so old. Like that's when people are playing like in the NBA and then hanging drywall like the afternoons, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, talk about that transition from kind of what it was maybe like the Bob Pettit days or like that, very early 50s, George Mikan, he was that bridge to the more modern type of NBA we see now. Mm. The most important person maybe in NBA history? And also just a great guy off the court, did a lot for civil rights, and just a really impressive, iconic figure. Cool. Yeah, amazing guy.
I have a question. Did you post a picture of him on your story yesterday?
I don't know. I'm starting to learn Instagram. I'm not great. Okay. Stories scare me. I'm starting to learn, but I did.
It's almost like.
What about on Twitter?
Yeah, yes, what about Twitter? All right. So you really cared. You do genuinely care.
I do, yes.
The only way to show that you care is by doing one of those two things.
That's probably about right.
Yeah. Yes. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, there is my Twitter right now, but yeah, I said no one won more than, because he was just the most consistent winner of all time. He has, amazing amount of titles.
Wow. Yeah. Well, yeah, RIP. That's sad.
And he was a living legend. I feel like everyone in the league looked up to him. You know what I mean? He was always there and kind of mentoring people in the league. So, yeah.
That's nice.
It's one of the people that, I forget, Norm MacDonald. When Norm MacDonald passed away, you were just kind of scrolling Twitter and everything. Every video, you're like, oh, man, that was so, what a great moment. He's so great. Kind of that way with Bill Russell. Whenever you're kind of scrolling and you're seeing all the clips that he was on and all the athletes that he interacted with.
Yeah, 88.
Yeah, that's wild. All right, speaking of not so illustrious, iconic athletes, Deshaun Watson. Mm. He's got a 6-game suspension from the league. A lot of people are saying that is not enough.
I'd say that seems...
The grand jury, 5 women testified, they blah, blah, from that they got 6 games. There's 33 women total that have come forward, I believe, but 5 women have testified. And Deshaun Watson got 6 games. It won't really touch his money because his contract, he's getting like $1 million. I think someone...
So he gets paid vacation.
Someone blogged it, and it's touching like 0.14% of his money. So he's going to make $230 million, and he's losing $330 million.
The intention took a low salary this year because he knew he'd get suspended, so he backloaded all of it to the other years.
That's smart for him to do, but it's like what a...
Smart for him to do in anticipation of the scandal?
Yeah, like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble for rape allegations.
Yeah.
I better backload my contract so I don't get fucked over.
Wow. I hate this guy more and more. You guys talk.
Now,
holy
there's
shit.
A chance it might be a longer suspension than 6 games. Now, Goodell is the one, he could, in theory, step in and appeal.
Yeah, Goodell's judge, jury, and commissioner, judge, jury, and executioner, and whatever he says goes.
So whatever Deshaun Watson gets as a punishment, when it inevitably is never good enough, I'll be able to blame Roger Goodell solely?
Yeah. Unless,
I'll take that.
Sure.
Turn it off. I'll start wearing the Fire Goodell shit.
Oh, yeah.
I have a reason for that. I don't like this story. I've been hearing about the story. I heard you guys talk about it a little bit. I did a little Google real quick. It sounds pretty fucked up, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
6 games sounds... actually dumb. Like, that sounds...
Yeah, they've been comparing...
Like, is this for real? I don't know.
There was, who was it? Ridley got in trouble last year for gambling, and they suspended him for an entire season. He got in trouble
There's 30 bitches running around being like, hey, this man's an asshole creep, low-key rapist,
yeah, Deshaun
and nobody's
going
to say anything about it.
There's like...
6 games?
They don't have,
vacation?
Like, the evidence of it. It's just kind of a he said, she said, but...
And some of them have settled out of court, so they part of that was they signed NDAs and things like that, so...
Right.
I think they said he
There's
had,
a lot
like,
of smoke, though. You know?
He had, like, 66 women come through that he was like, it's very predatory, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's very something's going on. It's very sketchy.
Sounds like he's a fucking creep.
Part of the statement from the judge is he's no longer allowed to get his own massage therapist. He has to use a team supplied massage therapist.
Why are we bending over backwards for this bullshit? Like, I really don't understand that at all. Whatever, don't get me started because I'm actually pissed.
He's a professional athlete.
He's very good at football.
Yeah, you're forgetting that he can throw a football really far.
Yeah, right. Yeah. If he can throw a football really far, then like, fuck this. Accurate. You know what I mean? Fuck everything that everybody's has ever said as a woman. Fuck that.
Do you know how to pick up the egg gap blitz?
A fucking football. Yeah.
Do you know how to read the egg gap blitz?
No, I don't. So my opinion doesn't count, I guess. Yeah.
So you won't be making $230 million.
Love that shit. Minus 0.14%?
That's
right. Wow, that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt him.
His entire contract is entirely guaranteed. Fully guaranteed.
Yeah,
they get hurt, they can't cut him.
It's the fact that he orchestrated it that exact way, his new contract.
Yeah, they said
what a fucking asshole. What are we talking about here?
I mean, he was in hot water.
What is going on?
He was in hot water.
What is going on?
Because he's really good at football.
Yeah, he can throw a ball really far.
Are we?
Like, this has been going on for a couple seasons, these allegations.
Yeah, we're on year two of this.
And then they score touchdowns, Kelly, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like I'm going to pass out. What the fuck?
Yeah, you'll pass out.
Other people can't throw a football?
Yeah.
He's the only one that can throw a fucking football?
He's Baker Mayfield, but...
Well, he's now in Carolina. They have Jacoby Brissett started. What do you think about Jacoby? How is he going to do?
Well...
Okay. Say you're a big scumbag. Okay. He's not that great.
Okay.
And they replace you...
Yeah.
On the team with a bigger scumbag who's potentially a rapist.
Okay.
How does that make you feel?
That probably makes me feel like I could have gotten away with a lot more, and I should have.
That's an interesting way to think about it.
But they shipped you to Carolina.
Cleveland.
Oh, but I didn't lose my job? I didn't lose my job,
Baker
though?
Mayfield.
Oh,
I didn't get fired?
No, you're just working at a new place now.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't know, man.
You should have been a quarterback.
Football's disgusting. Sorry, I know we're at a sports company, but I think that I hate it.
It is.
I think I hate football. Yeah, so I think I hate football. I think I hate sports now. But like I said, if I can blame Roger Goodell, I'll just go off on Roger Goodell. Like, man, it's so fucking ugly. I would love to go in on him for something other than just his looks.
He's the definition of a lapdog.
Yeah, yeah.
Roger Goodell.
I'll also say, too, there's bad people no matter what industry you're in. There are evil, horrible people.
But is this not the dumbest reason? Like, well, he's really good at football. Like, that's pretty fucking stupid. Like, actually...
reasons.
Well, I guess it all comes down to like people make money on it. People want to gamble on him. People want to make money and do whatever. But
you get that though, right? There's like 8 good quarterbacks in the world.
I get that.
Anybody can be a doctor.
Yeah.
But like to be a quarterback.
Exactly. Anybody can be a doctor, but it's really hard to be a quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I should actually be a little more. I don't know. I should be a little better about
open-minded.
These quarterbacks. I should feel bad for them. They've got this burden on their shoulders.
Well, now he has to work at his own
masseuse.
It's hard.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's got to worry about that, too.
He has to do that at the facility.
Man.
The team doctor. Right? Maybe it makes it easier for him.
I can't believe how
he's
being treated.
He only has the one phone number he needs to call. Yeah. Maybe this will help.
I can't believe how he's being treated. Wow, guys. Well, keep me posted on every single detail of this, because... just sounds like it's going
to
be worse and worse
like,
for this
look,
man.
Or they're just like, yeah, you can't, yeah, just dude masseuses. Go off, boss.
You'd retire.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's a sex addict or something. It's like, whatever.
There's something wrong. Yes.
He's the victim.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson's
right.
The victim.
He's the victim.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a hot take.
He should feel bad for him.
That's a take.
He's a sex addict and he can't control his dick. So it's like, oh, you know, let's feel bad. Okay, I can't with this. I'm
all right.
Pissed off.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
An athlete that stays hydrated and is definitely out there drinking BioLite, Tom Brady.
Mm.
Stephen Che was in a press conference with Tom Brady and hit him with the...
Giovanni Bernard.
I'm not going to do it. I was about to do it and I said, no, I have pride.
I need to see this. I haven't seen
it. Tom
this.
Brady Fifth. Loved it.
Giovanni Bernard.
Very good. I can't say it like that. That's got to be a big position for us, so they got to step into the job. Our receivers get a lot of attention, so a big opportunity for the tight end and running backs to make plays in the run game on the pass. Gio, Lenny,
The fact you won't do it on the rundown and he did it at Tom Brady's face, I think that speaks volumes for Shea. Like, that he, in the bright lights.
Wait, no. I'm not saying that I'm nervous to do it. I'm saying that it's just stupid and only a loser would do it.
No.
I need to hear it. I need to hear it.
But Shea makes it work.
Giovanni Bernard.
His jaw, his cheekbones are on another planet. Like,
that I mean,
that's
smile.
Fantastic. He's so handsome.
He sounds like someone from Glorious Bastards.
He's so tan. He's so
doesn't.
Handsome. Great cheekbones. Angelina Jolie is jealous somewhere of his cheekbones.
Stephen Che.
That's a great clip. He looks like he's having a good time. I've been watching his stories and such since this morning.
I was thinking, if I had a week to think of something to say to Tom Brady and make him smile, I don't think I could do it.
You don't think?
I think I'd put too much pressure on myself and I'd fall right on my face.
That makes sense.
Stephen Che did it.
That's true.
Little Giovanni Bernard.
Jim Gray makes Tom Brady smile a lot when they do that weekly show. Tom Brady's always laughing when he's doing his weekly spots with Jim Gray.
I mean,
maybe it's not that hard. I don't know. But he was definitely enjoying the Giovanni Bernard, though.
Do you think Tom Brady fake laughs at people sometimes? Do you think he's a really good fake
laugher?
I don't think he's fake laughing at Che right now. But I wonder if he fake laughs. Like, I bet he's great at that. I don't think he's fake laughing at Che.
Shea's a loser for? I think that's like who Stephen Che is.
I mean, doing the Giovanni Bernard is just, no, I'm not.
That's what makes.
Why would Che, I? It's not my thing. If I was a Bucks fan, I'd do it all the time.
Okay.
But I'm not, so I think it's stupid.
Do you guys feel this way? Sometimes I think about inevitably meeting a celebrity that I am in love with, Taylor Swift, namely.
Okay.
I like think about, oh my God, what would I say? What would I do? Blah, 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 whatever. I think I would have a really hard time meeting someone super famous that I like also want to be friends with because I'd want them to think I was cool. So I would never like ask for a photo. I would always just like be kind of polite and like act like I don't give a fuck. Yeah. And I would regret it obviously because I'd want the photo and whatever. But in my head, I'm like, you know what? Like if I act cool, they're going to remember that. And they're going to be like, wow, Kelly was actually really cool. I'm going to look her up on Instagram and then maybe we can all be best friends and we can hop in my private jet and fly around the fucking world. Do you guys ever feel that way about celebrities?
I don't think about it that much, but like like if Jerry Seinfeld, if I met him, like would he want to be my friend? I don't know. I doubt it. Probably not. I'm guessing we're just in different tax brackets.
Yeah.
What would you bring up if you talked to Jerry Seinfeld?
Well, I know you like cereal. He likes sneakers.
So you're just going to hit him quick with
cereal,
sneakers,
the podcast
like
or the...
No, like the actual, like, you know, like Fruit Pebbles and stuff. Yeah.
Breakfast cereal.
So like cereal, like some sneakers, or maybe try to throw in some, like, you know, like late 90s TV, like, that Carolina City really sucked, huh? Something like that, some NBC humor. Just try to, like, you know, rough him up a little bit.
Do you think
bit.
He, like, would get sick of that? Like, you think he, well, you know, just do he hears it all the time?
I don't know. Are people making, like, Suddenly Susan jokes to him a lot? I'm guessing probably not. I think that might be
you
a
never know.
Bit
I mean, you never know. That could be unique. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think so.
Do you think people just think he's perpetually stuck in the 90s because the show was a 90s sitcom?
Well, I'm stuck in the 90s, so I would hope so. That's what I'm hoping for in our friendship.
Okay, that's fair.
Quick blog plug. Clemmer just did a blog called Friends in ER, the 1994 TV Guide Fall Preview issue.
That's love right,
that.
I did.
Love that.
I broke down the 94 Fall Preview.
That's fantastic.
Is that Clooney? Is that ER? Or is
it
that...
is.
It is,
yeah.
It is,
yeah. And the Friends, that was
Friends
the,
in
they
ER.
Debuted the same night. How about that?
They did? What a night.
Right?
Ooh, what a night.
Look at that, huh?
Very cool.
I only know it was topical blogs from me, so.
Of course, yeah. Look at all this work that went into that. Wow, I love that.
It's only part one, too. I'm going to have other...
I love when people go apeshit about stuff they like on the
yes.
blog.
Yes,
and movie 98 of your top 100 came out on Friday.
Yes, it did, yes. So I covered Any Given Sunday.
Oh,
98th
yeah.
best movie of the 90s.
Yeah, I just watched that not too long ago, a few weeks ago.
It's a pretty good. Netflix. It holds up pretty well.
Yeah, it's really
football,
good.
Football, though, and it shows how maybe some football players are complicated.
Right. So maybe I should, I don't know if I've seen that all the way through. I might, maybe it will bring me back onto the team of liking football again. But as of now, present day, I hate football and sports. So it's going to be tough to bring me back after all this.
I'm excited for the trade deadline.
Yeah, should we get into that?
I was going to say, we can bring you back with Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Taylor Swift has been, you can probably explain this better than everyone else. Taylor Swift has been loaning out her private jet.
Yep.
All the time and wasn't even...
I want me to just tell it.
Is that your headline?
Yes.
It's a long headline.
Well, I wrote it early this morning and I was feeling bitchy.
Okay.
So, sorry. Number one. Number two.
It's okay, explain.
So she She has a private jet. Everybody lately has been getting on the celebrities because of all the trips they're taking their private jets, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Kylie Jenner has been in the news for it all the time. The manifestos are public information, so you can, like, pull them out.
Taylor Swift's carbon footprint is 1,000 times...
Can you just
almost
wait?
Almost 2,000 times more than your average person? Wow, what a scumbag. Worse than Sean Watson.
I hate pop music now.
Yes, that's a fair comparison. That's a fair comparison to hate, now hate pop music. But so she has this private plane, whatever. The list of like the top most used planes came out, and hers is number one. But she doesn't use her plane all the time. There's like 170 plus flights that have been had since January until now, and like almost none of them are.
What's she been using her private flights for?
She lends it out to people. Well, it's like people pick, because she owns this jet,
it's an investment.
And she doesn't need the jet all the time. So
yeah,
she's like, because people like need
Clemmer,
jets.
So she owns the jet and she rents it out as an investment.
Yeah,
right.
Because she's rich.
But she has so much money. Would you want anyone shitting in your fucking plane? No.
Rich people stay rich, man.
Rich people.
Yeah, make them.
Yeah.
I would want no one in that but me. It's mine.
Your money's got to be making more money.
I mean, planes are expensive. You have to make that money back.
And the fuel.
Just pay her Swift. She doesn't give a fuck about the plane.
She's renting it out to people. I don't know exactly who she's renting it out to. I would like to see that list of people, because
I bet that's going to be.
For sure. But she's rich enough. She can get it
like
stripped
Airbnb
out.
It's like Airbnb in your plane.
She can get it stripped out every 5 minutes if she wants.
Wouldn't she want to fucking Taylor Swift's plane? Be like, yeah, I fucked in Taylor Swift's private plane.
Of course she would.
Yes, I would love that.
But Taylor Swift, you don't want that.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
100%.
True.
Damn, that's a crazy story.
She loves love. So she would be fine with people fucking in a private plane. I know that for a fact, because we are friends. But yeah, so people are on her dick about it. I'm pretty sick of it. I feel like, how is it that Taylor Swift is now in trouble for being on a private plane when there's like thousands of celebrities that take private planes all the fucking time? And just because she lent hers out to a couple of friends over the past 6 months, it makes it look like she's the worst of all. And now, like, all these people are just coming around calling her a piece of shit and that she's fake because she's always talking about climate change. She's always talking about, like, saving the planet or whatever, which, to be fair, she's honestly not. When's the last time Taylor Swift has ever fucking
Leo
said anything?
Leo is number one.
Leo is the guy.
So the president or prime minister of Brazil
never talks about
shit. Huge tweet thread, like, killing Leo, because all he does is travel around on private planes and
yachts.
He's like, sell your yacht and then start talking about climate change, bro. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Leo didn't really respond. Yeah.
But even that, like, I guess...
climate change.
Yeah.
Can someone explain to me, like, the carbon footprint, like, importance of, like, this past couple of years? Like, isn't global warming and climate change happening because of all the bullshit that happened over the past 60 years? Why are we concerned about the last five?
Because you need to be the change we want to see in the world.
Carbon footprint's been around for a while, though.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
People have been tracking it
People have been going for a long time.
We've been saying we got to limit it
for
a while.
There's more people now, though, so I think it's getting quite a bit worse.
Wow, sounds like we need the purge.
Yeah.
Hey, man, sister.
Starting with Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
Anyway.
Giovanni Bernard.
Giovanni Bernard.
Hey! Yeah. Yeah.
It was kind of fun. Maybe that's why Stephen Che does it.
Yeah.
But Giovanni Bernard was on my team, I'd do it every day, but he's not, so I feel like I can't do it.
Yeah. What team do you root for?
In football, I guess the Colts, but right. I don't really...
Tom Brady.
I'd fuck Tom Brady, yeah. I just like... football.
You just like watching the boys play.
I just like the boys.
Yeah.
I got like addicted to fantasy football for a while, where I would just sit there and just watch the numbers go, and I just liked that for a while, and then I had to stop. And then Stephen Che and Mincy brought us back in.
Thank you, Mincy.
Thank you, Mincy. King of the South.
What do you guys think? Is Taylor Swift an asshole for her private?
Yes, she's a scumbag. I mean, what a bitch.
I'm more concerned she rents the plane. That to me, I don't understand.
I think that's more common than you think.
Yeah, I think most celebrities buy planes.
I really
think
it's worth it.
I'm sure you're right. I don't know this world, but I would not do that.
Roberto Clemente, he filled his private plane with supplies and crashed and died delivering supplies.
Trying to help people.
Was Taylor Swift doing that?
No.
No.
She might have.
She's just trying to make a buck.
Yeah.
With an Airbnb plane thing.
Yeah. I don't know what she was doing with it, but...
I really don't know. I don't care. She's fine. Do whatever you want. If you're rich, go fly around in a plane. You can afford it.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
All right, Saga, I don't have, Taylor Swift can do whatever she wants, no problem.
Yes, she can.
Soccer player tries to do too much with a penalty kick and misses horribly. I haven't seen this.
Me either.
Is that for real? That's the whole thing?
Yeah, wow.
That's what I mean. After that whole big, whole big showboat bullshit?
That was the headline.
Wow.
Yeah.
The one time in a penalty kick, I'm actually rooting for the goalie.
This is a.
I hate this guy so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a small town, like a smaller soccer game. So this guy might have died for this. Like, I feel like the town will kill you if it's a small enough thing.
Yeah.
It's like a local soccer thing.
People are so crazy about soccer. Maybe I'll just start getting hardcore into soccer.
What does the announcer sound like when he does it? Is he like, devastated?
Good question.
I'm sure they don't commit any crimes, soccer athletes. I'm sure they're
Definitely not. So I don't have to worry about any of that.
Ronaldo? Ronaldo, he's good. Especially when he's in Vegas.
Very embarrassing for all involved.
Yeah.
Like you said, that guy's got to, he has to change his identity, move out of town, right?
Or maybe just don't play soccer.
Punishment worse than death is if you had to, like, maintain that field. Mm-hmm. That was his new job. Like, you're fired. Now you have to actually do the groundskeeping for that awful field.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's a good punishment.
He's good enough to kick for the Chicago Bears, right?
Whoa.
Barstool Sports. All right. Last topic. An octopus tries to eat a bald eagle.
Oh, I'm not going to like this. I don't like animals getting hurt.
I mean, that's the cycle of life. This is
octopus attacks a bald eagle.
It says graphic.
I don't like animals getting hurt.
I don't like it. Yeah.
It's graphic.
I'll watch.
I'll take your word for it, guys.
It's just an octopus kind of got his tentacles around a bald eagle that's floating.
No, I don't like that.
You can't see
it. It looks like he's going to get rescued. Is he going to get rescued?
They're trying. But you'd be surprised at how good those octopuses can suck you.
Oh, I don't like
that. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
They'll suck you good.
Oh, no. Well, it's only the octopus.
You're losing
now,
the room here.
So where is the eagle? Oh no, it's free!
It got away.
It's great! It's great! That octopus is bright red. I've never seen an octopus of color like that.
It's scary. That's a scary thing.
Oh, poor eagle! Poor baby!
That's how terrifying it is for that guy.
Is this on our website?
Yeah, I don't know.
This
really
wild.
Don't.
I mean, it's Billy Football. Of
Billy
course.
Football.
Yeah, I don't like.
He loves National Geographic. Yeah, shit like show. That.
It's nature.
It's crazy.
Nature.
I had that exact experience this weekend. I don't know if you know about it.
Oh, part of my cheesesteak.
Yeah, talk about this.
They're out now. You can get regular cheesesteak, Chipotle cheesesteak,
very good
cheesesteak,
French
fries, loaded French fries.
Yep.
And I don't know if they're in there, but brownie bites, and the brownie bites are very good.
No, there's a lot of fries in here.
Yeah, the fries travel well.
The fries are next level. Like,
yes,
I walked
good.
By and I thought I was just gonna grab one fry and keep going, and I had to get myself a whole plate of them because I was shocked by how delicious they were.
passing up fries and cheesesteaks? No way.
Yeah, not a chance.
What is
not
it, over 200 cities? Is that right? Over
200 cities, part of my cheesesteak. You can get it on Grubhub,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
DoorDash.
Seamless.
Postmates.
Yep.
Postmates. Oh, all the hits.
All the hits.
Or pardonmycheesesteak.com.
Pardonmycheesesteak.com is where I get it.
You're a loyalist to
the website.
That makes sense.
I love typing in a good .com website.
Cool.
When the .com bubble hit, did you think you were gonna strike it big? Were you putting money in the?
I was in college. I was like, I just missed it. But I remember, like, I go to Red Sox games and you hear like guys a couple of years older than me talking about it,
Well, I feel like when you're in college, it's the perfect time to be in the .com bubble. Like,
I could barely afford vodka.
Very poor.
True. Yeah. Not even Burnett's.
We had Granite vodka. It was on the bottom shelf. I was in New Hampshire. The bottom shelf, and it tasted like antifreeze. It was like $3 for like a jug of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the worst.
Sick.
Oh, it was awful.
We did Kamchatka and Dark Eyes vodka.
Nice.
When we were drinking.
Rikolov?
Yeah.
That was the...
Burnett's was ours.
Burnett's was like a classy.
We had Burnett's.
Peach. Mm. Burnett's. Yeah, peach. A lot of peach. Burnett's. Tough times. I wanted to bring up that, kind of like that eagle that was just almost murdered by that octopus, I had a very similar experience myself this weekend.
Ah.
With a jellyfish.
What happened?
Well.
Were you in the tropics?
You would think that a jellyfish, a size that can wrap its tentacles all around your entire body, would be in a tropical area, but no. I was in some fucking river in Maryland, and I jumped in the river. Nobody said anything about me. Yeah, scroll past my drunk video. I'm drunk there. But
are you drunk singing I'm a Survivor?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah.
There it is. I was stung. I jumped in the thing. I was in there for 5 minutes, and I must have jumped like directly on top of a fucking jellyfish because it wrapped its arms around my whole body. Like I had to rip it off my body to get out of the water. I was screaming bloody murder. I've never had this happen to me before. It's completely gone now. It lasted for maybe 12 hours and then it went away. Yeah, Harness Creek in South River.
For a second, I thought your left titty was like Tico, Texas.
Everybody's
showing up on page 10.
Everyone's like, it looks like your titty there. I'm like, it's my clearly my hand, but yeah, okay.
Saying it. I mean, I'm just from this distance.
What kind of bathing suit would that be with my titty as well?
I just wanted to say I saw Tico's titty on page 6.
Yeah, well, we all saw Tico's titty on page 6. And, you know, but regardless, yeah. What the fuck? What's that about?
Yeah, these jellyfish.
I didn't know
Maryland jellyfish.
It's called a bay nettle. I spent the rest of the day looking
at it.
It was in a river.
Jellyfish were in the ocean.
In a river. But so did I. I jumped in there, no hesitation.
I mean,
yeah.
I know bull sharks
bay
go
nettle.
From saltwater to freshwater and kind of swim up the stream. So maybe bay nettle's doing the same thing.
Look at that shit. Look at this motherfucker. Can you believe?
Like
can
the,
you believe
like the jellyfish that Will Smith had in 8 pounds?
It was like it was legitimately like this,
that
like
is,
this
it
long.
Is, yes. It is a reference.
Yeah, all right, all right.
It was like
terrible
this big.
Movie,
it was very bad. Yes.
This long.
You,
that's the size of the jellyfish.
Did he live? Did the jellyfish live?
Jellyfish.
I thought you were sizing me up for everyone on camera. Jellyfish. Shit.
Ugh. Oh well, yeah, man. You know, I don't have enough room in the camera for for all that.
Well, that's
anyway,
the
yeah,
after
it was a nightmare.
Show.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. That was it. I just wanted to talk about it.
You got hurt. You got stung. Yep. What'd you put? Did you pee on it? Did you put vinegar on
no,
it?
No, put vinegar on it. That's the thing. They told me the captain, shout out to Captain Michael. He had a banana shirt on. We called him Captain Bananas all day.
He loved that.
Wow. Yeah, he definitely did.
Yep.
He definitely did. I think he loved even more that the deckhand that was like helping him, who we all, I won't say his name because he got blacked out with us. I don't think he was supposed to. And we later, our boat broke down, time of crisis. Poor Captain Michael Bananas was all on his own and we were all blacked out. And it was not great.
Yeah.
Not great.
I'm sure Captain Bananas loved having 12 drunk women on his boat.
Yep, women.
Screaming.
Adult old women.
Yeah, screaming, yeah. Captain Bananas!
Yeah, it was tough. It was a tough weekend. But
at least you weren't...
He gave me the vinegar, though.
At least
that
you weren't all on the boat shouting, Giovanni Bernard!
We basically were.
What are the odds Captain Bananas put the jellyfish in the river?
He might
fuck with them.
He might have put them all in the river.
Yeah, it's like,
well, he first came up and he was like, oh, we parked here because I looked and there weren't any jellies. And then when I got out of the river, I looked back in, there was like 100 fucking jellies. Like, we dropped anchor in the middle of a jellyfish forest, basically.
I specifically looked to see if there were jellies.
He did.
There's never any jellyfish here that I've raised.
My friend was like, oh, like, are there other animals around here that we should be worried about in the water? And he's like, well, there's an entire ecosystem of animals in this river. And we were like, all right, Captain Bananas, you can suck my dick.
Yeah.
Like, right. It was ridiculous. So, yeah. So he's not all that great.
All right, Miss Frizzle, we're not here for a fucking field trip. We're here to fucking
We didn't feel that
drunk,
bad being
like
so drunk because he was a dick when we asked about the jellyfish. So whatever.
Who's better, Captain Bananas or Deshaun?
Captain Bananas. I'll take Captain Bananas all day long. He had fun. He put a hat on at one
spiral
point.
Out.
No, yeah.
No, he definitely
can't. Have your football team, though, right?
He definitely doesn't make $250 million, that's for sure.
Sean Watson has the same nickname, Captain Bananas.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. Thank you. All right, that's the rundown.
Giovanni Bernard.